Alaska X, mobile. And 4ZLK, mobile.
How's your day been over there?
How are you? You about done?
Visit with Tom and Bernice for a few minutes, and then I got one more stop.
If there's any more of that apple tart left that she made for him this afternoon.
Try to get a sample of it for you.
Taste.
All right, I'll have to let you know.
He definitely stopped, but it sure doesn't look like it's going to clear up.
Looks like it can start raining again any minute, doesn't it?
It's about 3 degrees. It's saying a balmy 51 here in my truck.
45 over here on this side of town by the truck.
Pulled it. I had parked for just a minute. Maybe the engine had heated up the thermometer. It might be going back down.
Most of the time, they don't read good unless you're moving.
The repeater.
Last transmission got cut off, Shane.
Well, really low spots when I first leave the building, get back out on 85, so I'll probably be in and out for a couple of minutes.
I'm over here on 101, heading up to Tom's now, so I won't be much longer.
K4VKN, Victor Kilo November.
Lots of amateur call tags around, but I don't see any antennas on the cars, so kind of hard to get a hold of.
That's a call I've never heard before. I know a lot of people stay on HF, never get on VHF, so. And I don't see any antennas. Man, I'm having trouble talking. I don't see any antennas on his truck.
Good day for you.
It is. hope I'm not having some medical issue. It's been fine. Just going from spring, warm summer weather all of a sudden to a little bit cooler. It was quite a change today.
It's been kind of cool, and being damp didn't help none either.
The 45 degree weather doesn't bother me that bad. It's just, like you said, it was raining and had that northeast wind blowing all day, or a breeze anyway. That's what kept it cold.
And it doesn't take much to chill you when it's like this. You got a breeze blowing.
Seeing though, when I walk outside my house, I can hear which way the weather's coming from. Because I can either hear cars over on Highway 11, or I don't hear them, and I can hear this creek running that's to the north of me. It's just funny how you can actually tell which way the weather's coming from. If it's not raining and that kind of thing, the wind's not blowing, you can tell which way the front's coming in.
It's interesting how little things like that, if you pay attention to it, what you can pick up on.
If you lived in Simpsonville, the downtown Simpsonville was to the north of us, and the railroad tracks would run through, and most of the time, especially during the summer, most of the time I couldn't hear them, couldn't hear the train, but there were there were times when the weather would change and you get a little cool front come through, you could really hear the trains going by, or hear the train horns.
That's kind of how RF works too, that propagation.
The trees too, in the summertime you can see the leaves, if you can tell just by looking out the window. If you see the underside of the leaves when the wind's blowing pretty good, that's not the, what they call the prevailing winds, normally from the southwest. But if they ever change, you'll get a different glimpse of the leaves.
I don't know that one, but I know if you see the underside of those leaves, there's generally a storm coming.
It's a lot of the old insights or wisdom or whatever. From being inside all the time. Like the old timers used to know a lot of stuff just from being outside all the time.
That they did, and most of us growing up didn't take the time to really care to learn about all that stuff, so now we'll pay the price for it.
Bernice, hello when you get there for me, and hope you enjoy the time. I think, well, you go by there just about every Thursday, don't you?
You already did, Shane. Door's open, Patrick. Don't let the screen door hit you. Never mind. And Gerald Dior.
And I go by them pretty much every Thursday lately, as long as the chickens are laying the eggs. Perfect double.
Was.
Thought it was Tom, but I couldn't make out much of anything.
Station in there, go ahead. N4ZLK. I asked you if you parked on the street or if you backed into their driveway.
We generally just park on the street.
Man on the street, or is there a way out at the other end? I've only been in the one way. I haven't gone out the other end.
Pull around. Just go straight on through and take a left when you get out there at the end of the road, and you come right back out to O'Neill Corner right there.
That's quite a steep hill you go down on their way to their place.
It'll be a good hill to sled down in the wintertime when it snows.
Momentum going, you can maybe make it back up the other side.
TR. Up the other side, Shane, but that wasn't me a while ago. I was over there rinsing dishes off. We just finished up polishing off a hot dog and some French fries. And, well, Shane, I hate to tell you this, but Patrick does have some apple tort all covered up in cellophane sitting here waiting on him.
Don't worry about telling me. I'm happy for him. That's good. People can enjoy stuff like that. I know Miss Bernice enjoys making it, and I know she enjoys people eating it too. So that don't worry about telling me about that. I just give you a hard time.
I usually rub it in and send him a picture of it.
Already did, didn't I, Shane?
Yeah, when you do things like that, that's a little bit crossing the line, but I'll let you get away with it.
So you're coming down the hill, Patrick. You got the Jake brake on?
Brake on, but I am right here in front of Cunningham Fire Department.
Who's got an apartment?
Fire Department.
Oh, you're now turning him like, oh, I see. Oh, I'm stuffed. I had homemade summer sausage, 4-year-old sharp Wisconsin cheddar cheese, some of those little midget pickles, and club crackers a while ago, and then I had a big old hot dog here with some French fries. We don't often eat hot dogs, but it's easy for Bernice now and then. So I give her a break. And I rinse the nieces off. She says I wash them, but I don't know. It's not like putting, we still put them in the dishwasher. She does. And they get sterilized that way. So I tell her I don't wash them. She, yes, you do. But that's okay. They get washed twice.
Turning in now.
That all sounds good, Tom. Thought you were going to say a 4-year-old Merlot or something when you started with that, with a year. Y'all enjoy. And 732, I'm gonna lose the signal here in a minute. Patrick, Tom, have a good evening, Miss Bernice, and we'll talk to you later on, I'm sure. N4ZLK.
Oh, and by the way, if you're up this way, Shane, be sure and stop in. They got Gap Creek growing, repaved now. From the stop sign just east of our house over the there's a mechanic shop there. I call it a wrecking station, but it really isn't. He's got a lot full of cars. And you can just turn left there and go over and come out at the feed and seed store there on 14. It's only a few blocks. But that last little block between 14 and that stop sign, they haven't yet got it finished. It's graded. but to my knowledge, it's not finished. But all of Gap Creek Road is now. It's that big old truck on it. Says Matco Tools out front, Shane. Have a good day. Over to you, Patrick, and 0TR.
Hey, for now, I'll catch you when I get back out of here. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear.